All right. This is Dr. Francina Turner conducted an oral history interview for the Reparative Histories and the Black Experience at Oral History Project. Shakira, was Hill Taylor your last name while you were at UMD?
No, it was just Shakira Hill.
Just Shakira Hill. Okay. What's your hometown?
My hometown is Brooklyn, New York, and I live in Washington, D.C. now.
Okay. And when is your birthday?
9/21/84.
Okay. How would you describe your life prior to enrolling at the University of Maryland?
I would say a little bit of a mixed bag. I definitely came from a, I guess what you would call trauma-informed background. But also a really culturally rich background. I'm a first generation American. My family is from the Caribbean. And so a lot of experience with intergenerational trauma, migration trauma, but also, yeah, richness in terms of ethnic and racial culture.
Okay. What did your parents do for a living, and kind of what was their thought process when it came to education?
Yeah, so my mother was a dancer, which is actually why she migrated to the United States. She was Juilliard bound and she got pregnant and no longer danced. And so she did quite a few things. I would say both of my parents were working class, so, working class jobs. They were incredibly diligent about making sure my siblings and I understood the importance of an education. My father, particularly, both my parents, even though they didn't go to college themselves, were brilliant scholars, very well read, just brilliant, brilliant people. And so they knew that in America, a pathway for, Black children, Black people to be able to achieve, financial success or security was through obtaining a quality education. Now, that's debatable on how true that is. America is not a meritocracy, but for them being immigrants, they really saw the value of getting an education, their children getting an education to be able to advance beyond what they were able to accomplish.
Okay. How did you make the decision to attend the University of Maryland?
So, my first year of college, I went to Hofstra, and my father actually died right before I left for school. He was murdered. And so, when I went away to school, the intention was to be closer to him. And being away while grieving was really, really hard. My mother had moved to Maryland. And so, I just needed to be closer to my family while going through that grieving process. And so I transferred from Hofstra to Maryland to have some family support.
Okay. What year did you enroll at UMD, and at what point was this your sophomore year?
Yeah, 2004.
Okay. And how did you come to choose a major in college?
Sorry, 2000, 2003, because 2000, yeah, because I graduated in 2007. But I chose a major. I went through a couple of trials. I was considering being a journalism major and kept missing that journal. I forgot what they called the test, but it was like this grammar test that I kept failing by a point, and you can only take it twice. And so when that didn't pan out, I wanted to follow my bliss. And so I majored in English and literature with a minor in art history because I love art and aesthetic. And so it felt like the perfect pairing of things, although everybody was really concerned that I wasn't going to be able to find a job after school.
If you can, walk me through your memories of the first time you walked onto the University of Maryland as a new student.
Yeah, it was very expansive. I remember feeling hopeful, but also like surreal. So when I got to Maryland, I in that first semester was enrolled in the honors program because of my transferring GPA and the GPA that I acquired within that first semester. And so I went from having really large lecture classes to then being put into these smaller, more focused classes. And I remember being in those honors classes, being a little bit overwhelmed by, because I went to public schools, and just being really overwhelmed by how much more people knew. And I was just like, how do, why do I feel behind, even though we're all in the same program? So the opportunities felt expansive, but I also felt a little bit of shame and just like the knowledge gap that I had, not because I wasn't smart, but because of the fact that I went to a public school.
When you attended university, what were your living arrangements? Did you live on or off campus? And if on campus, where?
Off campus because my mother's house was on Route One, so I could literally take the bus or a shuttle, or even sometimes I would walk down to campus. So yeah, off campus.
Okay. Did you belong to any campus-based social organizations or clubs? And if so, which ones?
Yes, I was a part of the Caribbean Student Association. I was also a part of, I don't know if the honors program counts, but I was a part of that. I was a part of the Black Student Union and also the Multicultural Student Union organization.
And within those organizations, did you hold any official leadership positions?
Yeah, for the Multicultural Student Association, I think is what they called it at the time. I was an ambassador for the program, so bringing more students in, helping make students aware of the program or the offering, helping multicultural and multi-ethnic students acclimate to their experience at a predominantly white institution.
Okay. Did you belong to any off-campus organizations?
No. Well, there was one. It was what was the name of it? The Something Student Society. It was another honor society that I feel like was national. I can't remember the name of it.
Okay. What do you remember most about your time at the University of Maryland?
My friends. I built some really beautiful friendships with women and men that I'm still friends with today. Definitely stands out as one of the biggest memories, the bonds that were created. And then I think for the first time in my life, the experience of being, I'm gonna use minority because that's the only word that comes to mind right now, but my first time feeling like a minority because I'm from New York, from a predominantly West Indian community. You know, my family's from a predominantly Black country. So it was just like, oh my God, there are a lot of white people in America.
Okay. How well this leads right into my next query. How would you describe race relations on campus while you were a student?
I don't know if I had a sense of broader race relations, you know, on a full scale level, but I will say that I was very acutely aware of my own experience with like encountering white people on campus and in my classrooms, like just a ton of microaggressions, a ton of encountering like entitlement. And yeah, that sense of like not like Black people not being as visible or experiences not being as visible. I don't
Would
know.
you, I'm sorry, would you say that you experience these microaggressive sort of acts in class or outside of class?
In class, for sure.
Is it possible to provide me with an example?
Yes. So I was in an honors debate class, and I would sit in the front, and there was this one guy who sat behind me, and he would literally kick my chair the whole lecture. And even if I would move my chair up, he would move up to kick the back of it. So things like that. And then, if I shared a particular belief, having white people deny my experience or like my experience was invalid. People making comments of like, I think being shocked that I was smart, like really, really smart. Their shock or even the shock of like me, there were not many Black people in the honors program. And so, like kind of like, are you sure you're in the right room? Are you sure you're in the right program? Like, are you supposed to be here? Kind of thing. So maybe more macro aggression.
Okay. What do you remember of campus activities during your time at the University of Maryland? And here I'm thinking about any possible concerts or speakers, parties, or sort of other cultural events.
Yeah, I remember the all-nighters. Those were really fun. The games, my friends and I would always go to the football games, the basketball games. I was there when we won the, was it 2006 championship, basketball championship. So that was really fun. The all-nighters, the BSU would have these open mic nights, which is where I was introduced to Jason Reynolds and became not only a fan, but like a friend because I loved poetry and I would sometimes do the open mic nights. And the Maryland Day was a big one that I would go to every year and still go to. And of course, homecoming.
Okay. Do you remember during your time at the University of Maryland if there were any campus protests?
Not that I remember.
Okay.
There were riots after the basketball game.
Oh, tell me more.
Yeah, so when Maryland won, I think Juan Dixon was still playing for Maryland at the time. It was Juan Dixon and two other really popular basketball players that went on to the NBA. We played against Duke and JJ Redick and Mike Krzyzewski, that whole rivalry, but we won and like people, the white people and some black people were literally like burning trash cans, like rioting, but like because we won. So that didn't make any sense to me. I mean, it was fun being out there and like celebrating, but the rioting was kind of like, why are we smashing stuff? And we won. I think people were just drunk.
In which physical spaces did you feel the most welcome on campus, and then conversely, the least welcome?
The Nyamburu Cultural Center was a very welcoming space. The library. I lived in McKeldin, like legitimately knew the librarians' names, and it was a very welcoming space. I loved being surrounded by the books. We were still using the Dewey Decimal System at the time. And so I loved just being able to like, yeah, be in that space where everybody was really studying and reflective and meditative. The unwelcoming spaces, I would say, I mean, the honors dorm, because the honors students did have their own dorm. And even though I didn't stay on campus because I was an honors student, I had access to the dorm. But again, because people weren't accustomed to seeing a lot of Black people, not for a lack of Black people not being smart enough to be in the program, I think that I don't think the university did a good enough job making sure that Black people were pipelined to the honors program. But yeah, being in the dorm and just like, you know, people feeling like, do you belong here? Are you supposed to be here? You know, not really being seen or welcomed in the way that I saw some of my white counterparts be welcomed in.
Okay. Are there professors or staff members who stick out to you as having been supportive of you during your time at the University of Maryland? And also, are there professors or staff members who might have been not so supportive?
Yeah, supportive professors. My English 101 professor, I cannot remember her name and I'm so regretful. She was incredible. She was thoughtful. You could tell she loved the work and cared for the students. And it was an 8 a.m. English class, so it was rough for the students, but she made it so enjoyable. In the way that she taught us how to write and really be critical thinkers and articulate our points. And she was amazing. Loved her. I took Italian up to the highest level at the University of Maryland. And so my Italian professor at the time. Oh, can you hear me? I think my AirPods just turned themselves on. You still hear me, Dr. Turner?
Yes, I can hear you, but you dropped out for a second and came back. You said you took Italian up to the highest level.
Yeah, so my Italian professor at the time was great. You know, she forced us to speak nothing but Italian. Like the moment we would step into her lecture series, it was Italian from that point on. And she also taught us like the culture and everything. So she deepened my love for the Italian experience so much so that I got married in Italy. She was great. She was really fun and very quirky. And then I had, so this professor was a great professor, but also kind of mean. But he was my Shakespeare professor, and he was really, really tough in a way that like pushes your students to like be their best, but I also kind of felt like even sometimes microaggressions came from him. We all had to pick a Shakespeare play to not only write a thesis on, but also reenact. And I did King Lear, and there were just like some cultural differences that, like, you know, Black people, like, yeah, it's Shakespeare, okay. And right. And I come from a West Indian family. So sometimes, or more so when I was younger, my accent would come out. And so I just felt like there was some microaggressions about the way that I would pronounce certain things in Shakespearean plays. And I'm just like, I mean, I have an accent, you know? So it was just, yeah. But I mean, he made me love Shakespeare even more than I already did appreciate Shakespeare.
Now, can you walk me through your memories of the last time you walked off campus as a graduating student?
It was a really good feeling. I was excited to had accomplished something no one in my family had accomplished yet, so I felt really proud. All of my girlfriends, or most of them, were graduating too. And so being able to celebrate with them, yeah, I just felt really accomplished. I felt really proud.
What's been your relationship to the university since you graduated?
I donate occasionally as an alum. I also go back to homecoming and to Maryland Day when I can. And I've signed up to be a mentor for folks, for students through various organizations. So I try to keep in contact as an I try to be an involved alum.
Okay. And then after you graduated, did you attend graduate school? Sort of what were your next steps after you finished undergrad?
Yeah, I got a, you know, a entry level job. I was working as an executive assistant for a lobbying firm and went right into grad school. I went to Georgetown for grad school. And so my job was helping me to be able to live as a, you know, a newly formed adult while also continuing my education.
And what did you get your graduate degree in?
Integrated marketing.
Okay. And did you pursue anything past the master's?
I did a postgraduate leadership certificate through NYU.
Okay. And then what's been your sort of professional life since you graduated?
It's been pretty good. I've advanced quite significantly in my career. So everybody that was worried I wouldn't get a job because I had an English degree, I got the last laugh. But no, I've had a really great career journey to this point.
Mm-hmm. In closing, is there anything you'd like to share considering your time at the University of Maryland as a message to current or future students at the university, particularly Black students?
Yeah, I think relationship building is so important. As you can see, I did not remember any of my professors' names, but I remember all of the friendships and the people that I formed relationships with during my time there. And so finding community on campus is so important, whether it's through an organization or friend groups, really, really investing in that just as much as you invest in your education, because those relationships will sustain you through life.
Okay, I want to thank you for taking time to sit for this interview with me. If I have any follow-up questions, would it be okay to contact you again?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Henderson. Good luck with your project. Or Dr. Turner, I'm sorry. Good luck with your project.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.